Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
Blessed afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Way of Life program. My name is Charmaine. I'm talking today about the mentality that God wants to cultivate in those of us who are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And that means those of us who have exercised faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So as citizens of the kingdom of God, we are required to think and act a certain way. Our thinking process must be shaped by the word of God, the constitution of the kingdom of God. This constitution constitutes the model by which all citizens must function. The word of God is the constitution of the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom is governed by it. It can be likened to a nation on earth that is being governed by its own constitution. The difference is that the world's constitutions are the product of man's own ideas, which secure their corresponding lifestyles. So the lifestyle that is required of citizens of the kingdom of God is constitutionalized. Our mentality must be shaped by the word of God. And as we just heard, it is the constitution of the kingdom of heaven. If we allow our mentality to be shaped by the word of God, the corresponding lifestyle will follow. Jesus Christ, who is himself, is the word of God, is also the embodiment of the constitution of the kingdom of God. He is the one whom the prophet Isaiah prophesied of in Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. The teachings of Jesus Christ generally reveal the mentality of the citizens of the kingdom of God. An aspect of the kingdom's attitude he brings to us today is that of service. Service-mindedness is the attitude of the kingdom of heaven, and it must be cultivated in all its citizens. So let's see what the King of Heaven taught us about service. Though he is a king, he came as a servant of all. Mark 10:45, he tells us, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many." His mentality was seen by his attitude towards others. He served by ministering to the physical and spiritual needs of mankind when he healed the sick, cleansed the lepers, fed the multitude, raised the dead, and taught the people the way of God. When he gave his life as a final payment for the sin of the world, he was serving. Acts 3:13 describes him as a servant. It reads, "The King, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus." His kingship is marked by service. By his actions, he has taught us that greatness is not based upon how many people serve us, but by us being service providers for people. Jesus Christ taught us this lesson when he spoke to James and John, who asked a favor of him. That's in Mark 10:35-40. I'm going to read it all. "Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him saying, 'Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask.' And he said to them, 'What do you want me to do for you?' They said to him, 'Grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory.' But Jesus said to them, 'You don't know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?' They said to him, 'We are able.' Jesus said, 'Basically, what you have asked comes with a great cost.' So Jesus said to them, 'You will indeed drink the cup that I drink, and with the baptism I am baptized with you will be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared.' Jesus used the world system of governance to show his followers what the mentality of his kingdom and his attitude is. In verse 42 to 45, it says, "But Jesus called them to himself and said to them, 'You know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.'" In other words, they are not service-oriented. They used their authority to exalt themselves above others and to show that they are in control. They want to receive the honor of being the most important ones. Nothing of servanthood exists in this kind of thinking. It's all about the I and me. In verse 43, Jesus told his disciples, and by extension us, "Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant." Your greatness is a practice of servanthood. You must be service-minded. In verse 44, "And whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all." Being first is to commit yourself to serving everyone. Do you still want to be great in the kingdom of God? Do you still want to be one of the most important persons in the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ? Service-mindedness is what he wants to cultivate in our minds. And finally, our Lord Jesus Christ used himself as the example. In verse 44, let's read it. "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." He is our example. Luke 22 to 27. "For who is greater, he who sits at the table, or he who serves? Is it not he who sits at the table? Yet I am among you as the one who serves." John 13:12-17. "So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, 'Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." You can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program. Shalom.
For tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.